Okay. What about different types of melons you find growing around here?
Watermelons.
Cantaloupes.
Cantaloupes. Musk melons. That's about all I can think of.
Have you heard people use the word mushmelon?
Mm-hmm. That's a musk melon.
But it's just a...
Yeah, okay. Just a...
I just want to see the different kinds.
Yeah.
All right, these are things that spring up in your yard after a rain. They got a slender stalk, kind of... looks kind of like an open umbrella, about so big.
Toadstool.
Sure. Is there another word for those you've heard?
Mushrooms.
To you, are they the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, all that stuff that you've been talking about, like onions and tomatoes and all of that, the general word would be you've got a lot
vegetables.
Of vegetables. Sure. Okay. This is something that we like to eat here in the South for breakfast. Instead of hash browns, you might have
French fries. What?
Well, for breakfast, you know, it's
potatoes.
Ground up white stuff. Put a little butter on it. Eat with your eggs.
I don't know.
Hash brown potatoes.
Begins with a G.
Grits.
Sure.
Grits. Sure. Hominy.
Corn. Corn,
yeah.
Yeah,
grits.
That's
strictly
corn.
Did people around here ever make something similar to that by the wash pot fool?
That was lied hominy.
Why do you say lie?
Lied because lied. You have to use lye in it. I mean,
L-Y-E.
Pure potash.
I thought L-Y-E. That was poison.
It is.
It is highly toxic.
But you boil it for several hours and it takes that hard husk off. Then you take it out and you rinse it for 100 times, I guess, and get all that husk out.
Y'all did that?
Mm-hmm. I've seen it done.
That sodium hydroxide is a solid.
Yes, sir.
That's what lye is. Mm-hmm. L-Y-E.
Okay.
And the inside kernel then is soft, and that's the hominy.
And that's good with red eye grape.
I bet it is. What about a starchy food that they grow in flooded fields in Arkansas and Louisiana?
Rice.
Does that grow anywhere in Georgia
no.
or around here?
No, I don't think.
Okay. All right, what do you call stuff that you hear about people making in stills in the hills?
Moonshine.
You ever heard of people around here making that stuff?
I sure have. Not recently.
Any other words for it besides moonshine?
White light.
White lightning.
Georgia corn.
You ever heard the word shitty? Used
no.
to mean moonshine?
No.
Was he? Pop cool.
You ever heard any of those?
No.
Okay. All right, this is something that's sweet that you would pour on pancakes.
Syrup.
Okay. Something similar to that? Begins with the letter M.
Molasses?
Yeah.
I don't like molasses.
What's the difference?
There's a lot of difference in it. Molasses is made out of sorghum. And it doesn't have
yeah.
a good taste to me.
It's not
syrup is made out of corn.
Molasses is a byproduct of the sugar industry. That's
yeah.
one of the big cattle.
Yeah.
It's strong and not a lot of impurities.
It's black, old black striped molasses. I don't like it.
Okay. All right, this adjective, if I have a belt that's made out of cowhide and nothing else, I might say, well, this isn't imitation cowhide, this is...
genuine.
Sure, okay. And this is something that you might spread on hot buttered toast.
Butter? Margarine?
Or it's made out of...
jam?
Or...
jelly?
That's what I wanted, okay. How about flour that was sold, or sugar that was sold right out of the barrel, you know, instead of prepackaged like it is now? How was that described? You'd say it was sold how?
By the pound, I guess, wouldn't it?
Bulk.
Bulk.
Yeah. Okay. You ever heard of loose?
Yeah.
Sold loose?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And on your table you have shakers for the...
salt and pepper.
All right. This is just for pronunciation. What would you say the opposite of rich is? That would
poor.
Be, all right. And
that's
again,
poor.
Poor. Around here it's poor. All right. What about a group of fruit trees growing together? That would
orchard.
Be,